You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Illegal drugs are driving up Cincinnati's crime rate, fueling 90% of the city's homicides. The former head of the police department's vice squad, Howard Rotz, has a solution. He talks to WVXU's Ann Thompson.
Howard Rotz, a former drug counselor who retired as head of the Cincinnati Police Department's vice unit, says only the most optimistic person would think the war on drugs has been a success. In his book, Drugs, Crime, and Violence, he takes a new look at the problem and shares his ideas to solving it. Thanks for being here, Howard.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let's localize this. In Cincinnati, on an annual basis, if you know, how much is the city spending in the war on drugs, and what is the cost in human lives?
Well, there's a couple of figures that shed some light on that. One is the national government says that about $193 billion annually is the cost of illegal drugs. If we take our share of the population and apply it to that figure, that's about $81 million here in the greater Cincinnati area. The cost of law enforcement alone nationally is about $45 million. And if we talk about legalizing drugs, depending on the particular structure that we choose, the potential income would be between $10 and $33 million. So pretty significant money by any standard.
All right. Now, when did you first come to the conclusion that legalizing marijuana is part of the solution in the war on drugs?
Well, I think over the years, as I looked at what we were doing, both in law enforcement and treatment, it just began to dawn on me that there's a better way. And particularly since 2007, when I retired, is about the point that the violence on the Mexican border just escalated, and to call it out of control is probably being generous. And my particular interest in this thing has been, what can we do about the violence associated with drug trafficking, not only on the Mexican border and internationally, but in every community in the country, Cincinnati, Dayton, wherever, where violence is very much a drug-related violence is very much a part of the urban landscape. And I believe there's something we can do about that.
Because a lot of people are dying here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and we've had some tragic examples of that. Most recently, the LaSalle student who was killed trying to buy marijuana in South Fairmount. Just useless and an absolute tragedy, and something that's, you know, the worst part about it is it could be avoided.
How would it help to legalize marijuana? And is there a chance that it could happen? Obviously, you're not the first to suggest it.
Well, how would it help? First off, statistics show us that the cartels derive about 60% of their revenue from marijuana. It's their cash cow. So if we were to move marijuana from its illegal status into a legal market status, with one fell swoop, we take 60% of the revenue that's supporting the drug cartels. The second important thing is what experts call the separation of the markets. If I'm in the market to buy illegal drugs, and numerically the most common buyer of illegal drugs is somebody buying marijuana, but when they go into the illegal market in any neighborhood in Cincinnati, they're confronted with a menu of drug choices: heroin, cocaine, crack, methamphetamine, pills. And the drug dealer's interest is moving them from marijuana buyers to those other drugs. So because there's much more money in them for the drug seller. If we move marijuana out of the illegal market, we break that connection between marijuana buyers and those other drugs that causes so many problems. This is exactly what they did in Holland with some success.
Are you also advocating legalizing these other drugs? Why or why not?
My opinion is because the addiction potential is so much higher with these other illegal drugs as opposed to marijuana. And also, those drugs are not nearly as used widespread as marijuana, so it's less of an issue in terms of numbers of people. I would decriminalize possession for all those drugs. And our major emphasis ought to be on getting those folks that are addicted to those drugs, who are the major customers for the drug cartels. We need to get those folks out of the illegal market. And the way we do that is getting them into treatment. Every day we're in a struggle for these folks' souls. They are the high-volume customers for the drug cartels, and every day we take them out of the market by getting them in treatment is a blow against the illegal cartels.
Some people might say you're just giving up.
Well, it's interesting, and the idea that this would be considered giving up, we're actually changing tactics. I'm a pragmatic guy. I've arrested drug dealers. It's not working. You know, we've been in this drug war for over 40 years and have so little to show for it. We spend more, we incarcerate more people, and have less to show for it than almost any place else in the world. You know, the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing, expecting different results. That's exactly the treadmill that we're on. Time to get off it and do something different.
And in your book, Drugs, Crime, and Violence, you also go into the fact that drugs are such a big problem all over the world. And you talk about Osama bin Laden purchased 20 suitcase-sized nuclear devices from the Chechen mafia, paying $30 million in cash and 2 tons in heroin.
That's the rumor that an FBI consultant wrote about in his book. And a lot of the income that went to Osama bin Laden and continuing today for al-Qaeda comes from drug proceeds. The CIA and the DEA recently disclosed an alliance between Colombian drug dealers and al-Qaeda franchises in Africa. So, you know, there's an unholy alliance if we've ever seen one.
All right. Well, back to the U.S. then. And so obviously, as we mentioned, you're not the first to suggest legalization. How will your book spur action when others have not?
Well, I'm not have ego enough to believe that Howard Rotz is going to change everybody's opinion on this. But I think I've got a little different perspective on this. I think conservatives would applaud the idea that the federal government ought to be out of the drug business. Ronald Reagan said that government is set up to protect us from each other. And when government tries to protect us from ourselves, we've gone too far. And that's exactly where we are in the drug war. So I think conservatives and libertarians would be very much in favor of legalization. And I think liberals and Democrats would be kind of from a different angle. I think there's a lot of support for liberalization of marijuana penalties among Democrats who see the awful waste of money, the incarceration cost and the cost in human lives. I think coming from different points of view, hopefully a majority of folks can reach the same conclusion.
And so are you out? Obviously, you know, you've written the book. Are you lobbying? Are you leaving that to other people and just hoping they'll read your book? Or how do you see a marijuana being legalized and how soon?
Well, I think I used to say that I didn't think it was going to happen in my lifetime, but I've really changed my mind. I think we're at a tipping point with that, with Colorado and Washington this last November approving legalized marijuana. I think other states have some things in the work, and I think over the next couple of years, we're going to see a lot more states choosing to legalize marijuana or adding to the ranks of states with medical marijuana. So if we are waiting for the federal government to do something, I don't think it's going to happen. But I think states have already demonstrated that they're going to go ahead with this, regardless of what the federal government's going to do.
Thank you, Howard. Howard is a former drug counselor who retired as the head of the Cincinnati Police Department's vice unit. He's written a new book. It's called Drugs, Crime, and Violence. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.